So we are the Build a Better Business Group. And what we're all about is how to put together kind of our vision and our mission so that we know where we're going in this world and what we want to offer as far as a message. So just to give you an idea, we start off at the beginning of our series, if you will, and we talk about our VPS, which is our value proposition statement. It's kind of our promise to the world. It's what we do for whom, you know, and how we're going to serve, how we're going to do that. And it can be all of our products and services. It could be a ministry. It could be a message in a book. It could be the message for your business. It could be a nonprofit. It's whatever it is that you're trying to bring to the world. That's the message that we want to get down in a sentence or two. And so I'm going to refer back to mine. And of course, poor Sally, she's heard my pitches for so long. Her mouth probably moves when I talk now, but I've worked on mine in depth. And so I use mine as an example all the time. And so I'm just going to give a brief example of what a VPS might look like. And there's a million and one ways to write your value proposition statement or your promise to the world. Mine says that I'm teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income. I'm coaching you how to get there faster, and you can design your path so that you can experience freestyle living. And so the first problem that most folks have when they're building a better business is that they don't have their overarching message. They don't have that overarching vision of what they want to bring to the world. And so for me, I kind of wrestled with this. I get it. You know, when you're first starting out, you're thinking, well, yeah, I could do this and I could do that. And I could have symposiums and I could do summits and I could, you know, I could do courses and I could write a book and I could, you know, create this product and I could do, you know, affiliate links with Amazon. I mean, you're thinking all these kinds of things and you're not real sure what that's going to look like. And so throughout this whole thing, If you take one thing away from today, is simply start. Start first and you're going to get clarity as you muddle through it. And it's going to be messy at first, and that's okay, because we kind of have to find our voice in there as to what it is we're bringing to the world. And so that VPS that I just read to you in three sentences was like 4 years in the making. That did not come. One morning I woke up and said, oh, I think I'm going to do this. I didn't know how I was going to present my message to the world. And I didn't even know what my overarching message was when I first started. And so I had to kind of make a list of all the things I liked and all the things that I was good at, because oftentimes the money is in your inherent gifts. It's what you do well already. It's some of your superpowers that you already have, and you can monetize those. And they become easy for you because it's already your superpower. You know, so a lot of times you have to kind of stick with what you know best and start there. And so with that, I thought, well, okay, I want to help folks have passive income, but how can, you know, what is that supposed to look like? What will they look like at the other end after working with me? And I finally realized, after I kind of thought about it and, as they say, slept on it and kept running around in my head, it finally came out that I wanted everybody to have a freestyle life. I wanted to have a freestyle life. That was my passion. And I wanted everyone else to have a freestyle life. Everyone that, and that means something different for each person. And that's why it was so hard for me to put that into a visual, because having financial freedom, having, you know, totally healthy, you can do what you want, when you want, how you want, where you want, having that kind of freedom means something different for every person. And so when I started down the path of building my business, I kind of, that's an ongoing process of tweaking that VPS. So write something down, kind of get started with what you think your overarching message is to the world. And mine is freestyle living. And so, and again, that didn't come easy. That was over several years as I kept tweaking it. But then as I went on into my marketing, I was ready to actually brand that as a freestyle living. And I'll kind of go through the list of what we're going to cover in the whole series. And you can see where that comes kind of later in the series. So the VPS is first, but just know it's a work in progress. And then you go on to develop your story. And we all, in January, we did the VPS. In February, we talked about the story. And the story is your hero's journey. And for those of you that either do or do not know what that means, picture this circle. And on the circle, you're going to start with, here was the problem that I was having. Here's the problem. And as you do your hero's journey, you can put the high points of your struggles, like what was I struggling with? And then what was my aha moment that I needed to change that? And then how did I change that? And then again, what were the struggles because of the change? And finally, what was your aha moment that you finally were kind of arriving at the solution? And now you want to share that solution with the world. And that becomes your message. So, and again, so for me, and I'm sure Sally's mouth will move because she's heard my story so many times. But as for me, my story was, I was a single mom working two jobs. I had a car that wouldn't run. I'm giving you the high points. I had an aha moment that I needed to do something different financially. I didn't know what that was. And after meeting a nail tech and realizing how much money she was making doing nails, I decided that I was going to go to, we fondly call it nail school. And I was just going to make a little extra money doing the nails so that I could put back and maybe at least buy myself a lease or buy or at least have a decent car. And my second aha moment was when I discovered that I could really make a good living at doing the nails. And so I took a 2-year period and made a decision to transition over into being a full-time nail tech. And from there, the aha moments just kept coming. And from there, I realized that I can invest in some real estate with this extra money. Who knew? And so I started investing. And fast forward, and at the end of a 25-year career in the salon industry, I ended up retiring with 5 salons. But it wasn't the salons that got me excited. I ended up retiring with 5 commercial buildings paid for by my salon activities. So again, that was my journey on passive income and how I created that. And now I want to help you. You see how my hero's journey went full circle. So now I want to help you take whatever your passion is, turn it into your purpose, and then turn it into passive income, and then turn the passive income into profit. And so it doesn't matter what your passion is. You can turn any passion into passive income given enough time. So, you're working inside your passion. So what better way to spend your time than to do what it is you love? And oftentimes what it is that we're trying to bring to the world is something that we dearly love. That's why we want to bring it to the world, because we love it. And so with that, that is your storytelling. And we worked all in February, how to put your story down on paper, how to find those aha moments, and how to actually turn that into your profit. Now in March, we're all about serving. We know what we're bringing to the world. We know what our promise is to the world. We know our hero's journey and what our struggles were, what our aha moments were. And now how are we going to bring that to the world? And because nobody knows, nobody's heard of you yet. Nobody's heard of your story yet. No one's heard of your purpose yet. You haven't quite turned it into passive income yet. You're just getting started. And so the best way, since you don't have an audience, is to borrow someone else's audience. And so that's what we're talking about, is how to borrow someone else's audience. And the best way to borrow someone else's audience, and we do have a mastermind group here in the Build a Better Business. This is the free call today, but we do have a mastermind. Sally is in it, Elise is in it, and Kyle is in it. We do have a mastermind, and Diane, I think you've jumped over into the mastermind. We do have a mastermind call twice a month on Build a Better Business. And in the mastermind, we have homework assignments where we actually have to start putting together our VPS, and we put together our hero's journey. And now we're putting together our list of influencers that we want to actually share this with. So on Mondays, and I'm going to look here, I always have to look to make sure I tell it correctly. Our Build a Better Business mastermind is the first and third Monday of every month, and it is at 12 noon Eastern time, the first and third Monday, 12 noon at Eastern time. And so if anyone is interested, put in the chat, and I will keep track of the chats if anybody's interested in getting into the mastermind. And we also have a separate blogging mastermind. And oftentimes the Build a Better Business and blogging one go hand in hand, because blogging is a way to market yourself so folks can get to know, like, and trust you. And so I will toss out there today, it's $25 a month to join the mastermind. It's a membership site, and I'll give you two masterminds for the $25. So just type BOGO in the chat and I will get in touch with you to get you in there. So anyway, once we get through the serving is selling, and we're going to find some influencers that we can serve, that we can come alongside so that we can borrow their platform. From there, we're going to start building our product. So now we know what our promise is to our clients on building our better business. We also then know what our hero's journey is, what our aha moments were, and how we've now struggled. And now we're going to be the guide to help somebody else solve the same issues. And now we're going to take that along to some influencers. But now once you get in front of the influencers and they start noticing you and marketing you, what products are you going to have? What products are you then going to monetize? So that can be a million and one things. And again, that's where the mastermind comes in, because we can actually mastermind your passion and how you can turn that into a product or a service or a book or you know, whatever it is that you want to bring to the world. And so we start talking in April. We're going to talk all about websites. And I am a huge fan of StoryBrand, and I don't have his book here on my desk right now. But Don Miller does StoryBrand. And so I picked up the Don Miller book StoryBrand, and my website is designed according to StoryBrand. Because again, I'm all about storytelling as your marketing. So I want my website to also look like a story. I want my website to just follow in order. When people buy, they buy because they understand what they're buying. If it's too complicated, they have a tendency to scroll by. So clarity will attract, confusion will repel. And so you want to make sure that your website, once you start designing it, that it actually flows, that it tells your story, and that folks can say, oh, here's step one, here's step two, here's what I need to do. So on my website, if anybody is sitting in front of their computer and they want to jot it down or pull it up, it's just under kathybenner.com. And when you scroll just past my banner at the top of my website, I have a graphic that shows the steps of the Freestyle Living Strategies. And the steps, it's just easy to follow. And so my point is that when you're putting together your website, you want it to be so simple that your customers can utilize the steps, and they go, oh, so I just need to do A, B, and C, and I can then get that promise. Okay. So it just shows them kind of a path to take. And that all makes things more simple for us, and it makes it more simple for your customers. But as we have the website, and you know that you're going to do it kind of in a story fashion, and you're going to have your process or your steps there on how folks can connect with you or what to do, you have to have then things to plug into those steps. You have to have, well, once they plug into step one, what are they going to get at step one? And so we talk about your free opt-in offer. And I think of the free opt-in offer kind of like you go to Costco and the girl has got the samples, you know, of the Jimmy Dean sausage. And so you're thinking, you didn't go there to buy Jimmy Dean sausage, but you're thinking, sure, I'll taste it, because you don't have to do anything. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to say anything. You just pick up a little thing of Jimmy Dean sausage and you end up walking out with two boxes, you know? And so when you start to put together your products, you want a way for your future customers to be able to take a taste test without having any risk of their own invested at that point. They just want to get to know, like, and trust you, and they don't know you yet. So how are they going to, they're not going to spend $5,000 on a program of yours if they don't even know who you are or whether you can deliver. And so you come up with a free opt-in offer. So in May, all we talk about is all the different free opt-ins that you can use. There's a million and one different ways to have a free opt-in. And we talk about all of those. And then in our mastermind, we actually talk with our mastermind members on what is your experience and how can you tweak this? And we all kind of mastermind it together on what they can tweak to make it even better. And then in June, we talk about you know, their mid-level offer, and then in July, their core offer, which is their bread and butter, by the way. And never discount your bread and butter. You can discount other things, but never discount the bread and butter. And that's your core offer. And your core offer is where you make the most money. And so that one you want to save for your core offer. And then finally, in August, we talk about your Go Celebrate offer. What is the big one that someone might once in a lifetime buy from you, and it makes you turn to your significant other and say, oh, we are celebrating tonight because I sold one of those. And that's your Go Celebrate offer. It's not your bread and butter. You're not going to get a consistent flow of folks buying that offer, but that's going to be the very inner core of your tribe is going to purchase that high level offer from you. And we talk about what all of those offers could be. Now, when you go down my website at kathybinner.com, you'll see that mine go right in order. We talk about the free meetups. We talk about the courses. We talk about the masterminds. It goes right in to the one-on-one coaching. And then from there, and Sally and I have just been collaborating on this, from there, we go into celebrating your success with Freestyle Living Trips. And because Sally's a travel agent. And so Sally and I are collaborating on putting together a couple a year of Freestyle Living Trips. So anyway, that just gives you an idea of how to build your business. And once you have that done, you know, you've done your VPS, you've put together your story, you are now serving with that story, you've got your products in place and in order, and now you're ready to start marketing all of that. And so the first way to market all of that, of course, is across social media. And so in September, we talk all about social media. We talk about Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Clubhouse, LinkedIn, Pinterest, all of those, and how to get out across social media and all the different ways and the different apps that are out there. And, you know, and then in the mastermind group, we're actually looking at each other's social media posts and what could they do better and how could they weave their story more into the post. Because remember, your storytelling is your marketing. So you want to weave your story into all of those posts as you're out there marketing. And then finally, in October, it's all about blogging. And we hit the high points about blogging because it's a great way for folks to get to know, like, and trust you. They start to hear your voice. They start to hear what you're about, what you believe. And as you blog, the more you blog, the larger your audience will be. And then you can put links in your blog right back to all those products and services that you're offering. And you can collaborate. And we talk about, you know, collaborating and how to get our blogs even more traction. And then in the blogging group, which is a whole separate group, which a lot of folks like to be in the Build a Better Business and the blogging group, we really go kind of in depth with blogging. And we help folks even find the right platform and how to upload their blogs and how to write when they don't have time and all those things. And then in November, it's all about podcasting. And because again, you can either be a guest on a podcast. Isn't that a great way to borrow someone else's audience? Or you can even, if you really love it, you might even want to start your own podcast. And now you can bring those influencers onto your podcast. And guess what they do? When those influencers join your podcast as a guest, they bring all of their audience with them because they advertise it over on their platform that, hey, I'm being interviewed. Come and hear my interview. And so they kind of bring, they bring their platform, all of their folks right over into yours. And so that's a great way to market is in podcast. And then finally in December, and yes, for all of you who get a little sweaty palms thinking about this, we talk about public speaking because you're speaking all the time. Even if you're at a cocktail party and it's just one-on-one, you're still speaking. And so what we want to do as we build this better business is we want to teach you the entire time that you're always, always, always thinking about your VPS. You're weaving in your story, okay? And you're always coming alongside influencers. Well, the influencer might be, you know, the mayor at your local city cocktail party at Christmas time. Maybe that's the influencer. Maybe the mayor didn't know what it was that you did, and you had the opportunity in a conversational storytelling way. So you're not selling, remember, your storytelling is your marketing. And in a storytelling way, you can tell a little story, and all of a sudden, you know, maybe the mayor is like, oh, we need to have you come and speak to this group or that group or our local chamber group or whatever. And all of a sudden, it's opening doors for you just by being ready to be a speaker. And once you get your stories, you can have two or three stories. We teach you how to take that story. And again, I'll share my background in my little hero's journey. You know, you see, I started as a single mom, you know, working two minimum wage jobs. So if I'm speaking to a group of single moms, I'm going to spend time right there in the story. And then I'm going to go on around that hero's journey. But then I got into the salon industry. So if I'm talking to a group of salon girls, guys and gals that are getting into the salon business, I might spend more time right there in the salon story and then move on around that hero's journey. But then I got into investing in real estate. Well, wonder if I'm talking to a group of realtors or a group of investors, I might spend more time in that part of the story on how I got my first investment and how I leveraged that to get my second. And I might spend more time there in the story. Okay. And then go on around that. You see my point. And so once you build your story and you know what your aha moments were around the story, that's where you want to build your speaking gigs. That's the stuff that you want to write about. That's the stuff you want to blog about. That's the stuff you want to share on social media about. That's the stuff that you want to speak about. And see, so once you get, and again, we're talking about how to build a better business. Once you build out this whole series, you have a go-to at any time. You're never nervous. If somebody called me right now and said, Kathy, our speaker's not showing up today at 1 o'clock. Can you take over? Sure. I don't have to sweat. I don't have to prepare. All I have to do is tap into that piece of my story around that hero's journey that will be most attractive to that audience. So all I need to know is who's your audience? And if they don't know, or if it's a totally widespread, like you go to a chamber luncheon, well, the only thing you know is that there's business owners in the room. If you're speaking at a chamber's luncheon, you don't know maybe how many realtors versus how many insurance people versus how many in the healthcare industry. You have no idea. All you know is that they're business owners. And so at that point, see, you can just focus on the part of your story and how you turned whatever it was you're doing into a business, because that's what's going to appeal to that group. So you see where I'm at. You don't have to sweat it. You don't have to think, I've got to write this speech. Where do I start? You're looking at the blank page and you're like, oh my gosh, it's coming up and they're going to have me get up and talk and for 20 minutes. You know, now all of us can talk for 20 minutes until we're told we have to talk for 20 minutes. And then we start sweating bullets on what we're supposed to say. And so anyway, all I'm saying is that when you build your business this way, the way we just talked about, you will always have a topic. And once you perfect those sections of that story, you can tap into any of those as your topic at any time. And your story is like an accordion. If you need it for 10 minutes, you can give the 10-minute version. If you need it for an hour and 10 minutes, you can give it the hour and 10-minute version. And it's not hard to do once you have the story, and it's your story, you know, so nobody's going to check facts. Nobody's going to, you know, now I'm be authentic in your story, you know, don't make one up, be authentic in your story, but no one can tell you that that story's not right because it's your story, which gives you then the confidence to share that. So anyway, that's probably the most important topic in the whole Build a Better Business is getting your story down on paper in that hero's journey so that you can draw from it as you develop the rest of your business. And so with that, I want to open it up to some questions at this point. And today we're talking about serving is selling. And so I want to then, if you have any questions, we're going to answer a couple questions. And then I'm going to jump into, on the serving is selling part, I'm going to jump into how to come alongside influencers. So any questions at this point? And unmute, if you will. Anyone?
Kathy, yes. You've mentioned unique selling propositions. Super important. So I'm going to ask you a hard question. What's unique about your offer?
My offer is that I can take anyone's passion and turn it into passive income.
I see. Very interesting. Thank you.
Anyone else? We want to talk about influencers. And so I'm going to pull up, it's in our course. When you join the mastermind, you get the course for free. It comes with it. And there are five tips in building our audience. And there's ways that you can actually build influence with influencers. So here is the first thing that I would suggest. And you kind of have to have some of this in place, you know, what your value proposition statement is and your story, because that's what you're going to use when you come alongside influencers. But the first thing that you do is you find a list of influencers that have the same audience as you. So make a list, and this is the homework assignment for our mastermind group this month, is to make a list of five influencers that have the same audience as you. Because again, you're going to come alongside and serve them, but once they recognize you, they're going to actually share their audience with you, and you're going to share your audience with them. And the tide rises all ships. So it's a win-win. And so you're going to choose those five influencers, and you're not going to end up serving five influencers. That takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. If any of you have ever done this project before of serving influencers, it can take some time. But again, this is part of your marketing. You know, this is serving is selling. And so you're going to end up with two, I think, at the other end. And you may end up, you may choose to just come alongside one. So it's up to you how you do this. And you can do it at any time that you need to grow your audience. And so I made a list of the five folks that I wanted to serve. And then I did my research. So I found some quiet time. I opened up all of their websites. I wanted to get a very good feeling for what their message was. What is their overarching message to their tribe, to their audience? What is it that they're trying to sell? What is it that they're trying to do? And then I ask myself, how can I help this person get what they want? And we've all heard of that phrase, if you help folks get what they want, they will help you get what you want. And it happens quite inherently. I don't think that folks just make the decision, you know, oh, Kathy helped me, so let me help her. It's deeper than that. It's a deeper core feeling than that. And it just happens. It's just that law of reciprocity. And it just happens kind of on its own without a conscious decision on their part. But you're making a conscious decision at the very beginning that you're going to list five influencers that have the same audience as you. And then you're going to come alongside them and try to help them and try to serve them. If it's an in-person meetup that you're going to go to, maybe you're going to supply, if it's a breakfast meeting. And I did this with an influencer. His audience was the same as mine. And he was having once a month an in-person meetup. And it was at one of those co-op buildings, you know, where everybody just can get a meeting room or whatever. And I noticed that he didn't have any coffee in the morning for his one meeting a month, breakfast meeting. He did not have any coffee. Well, I didn't want to get over the top. I didn't want to like come in with a full, you know, bagel tray and donuts and all that, but I could swing through my local Tim Hortons and I could pick up coffee. He had about 25 people. And so I just said, you know, how much is coffee for 25 people? It wasn't very much. And I said, they give it to you in this. Has anybody done this with Tim Hortons? They give you coffee in it, like a cardboard thermos thing with a little spigot on the front. They give you all the cups and they give you all the creamers and they give you, it all comes in a box and you just tell them how many people you think you want to serve. And you just stop in and they just hand it to you. The coffee is made and in that cardboard thermos thing. And then you don't have any cleanup to do at the other end. It's not like you're dragging coffee pots from your house and going through all that. You just swing through Tim Hortons, pick up the coffee, take it. And I made a decision kind of behind the scenes. And I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to take coffee to his breakfast meetup whenever he has it once a month. And I put it on my calendar. I made a commitment and then I was consistent and I consistently showed up early with my coffee. I greeted folks. There was nothing in it for me. I just did it to serve him. And after like two meetups, I was on stage with him every time. he called me up front and was like, this is Kathy. And she's, because he knew I was in his corner. I never ask anything of him. I never ask him to promote me. I never, and all of a sudden he was promoting me. And it just is inherently in there. And everyone in that room knew who Kathy Benner was. And I hadn't said a word yet. But everybody knew who I was and what I did. And after a while, he made me a part of his team. When he put his name up on the white screen behind us before the meetup started, my name was up there with his name. And all I did was bring coffee to his meetup. And I was consistent. So that's an example. That's one example of how you can come alongside. The next one is a gal that she decided she wanted to have a clubhouse room. And of course, when you start a clubhouse room, you have like two people and crickets, you know? And so she started a clubhouse room and she was going to try to go every single morning, Monday through Friday at a certain time. And that's a lot of content to come up with and a lot of things that you have to bring up to talk about. And of course, the room was going to grow, but up front, it was going to be a lot of commitment on her part to keep that room going until it caught on, so to speak. So she was one of my influencers. She had a big audience over on Instagram and Facebook. She did not have an audience on Clubhouse yet. And so I made the decision that I was going to show up every single Monday through Friday at that time. And I was going to be the first one in the room. And I was going to promote her and just support her in that meetup and just be there for her. And just be consistently there. And at least, because it's hard to have a conversation when there's no one to talk to. It's hard to have any kind of a conversation on a social media thing when you don't have another person that you can kind of trust is going to keep it in your lane. And so once she realized that whenever she'd have a conversation with me on Clubhouse, I would reflect back to her. Because again, remember, I am serving her. Serving is selling. I am serving her. I wasn't there to sell myself. I was there to serve her. The very act of me serving her was selling me. And so I just would reflect everything back to her. And I would just say, you know, isn't she great? And isn't she wonderful? And please sign up and, you know, tap on her link at the top and connect. She's got some great products and great services. Well, after a couple of weeks of that, you think maybe she took notice that I was kind of her biggest fan in the room. And all of a sudden, guess what? My link is up there with her link. All of a sudden, she's promoting me as much as I'm promoting her before I ever said a word about what I did. She took the time after a few days, a couple of weeks worth of me always being there to promote her. She took the time behind the scenes to pull up my website, find out what I was about. And all of a sudden she knew more about me than I knew about me. And I could tell she had done her homework because all of a sudden she started promoting me. And I was like, oh my goodness, it's working. So this, I'm telling you, this is a great way to use your serving as your selling. Okay. So again, I can tell you story after story after story of influencers like that. And way back in the day, there's Carmella. Way back in the day, how many of you on this call know John Maxwell or heard of John Maxwell? Yeah, John, I know Carmella has. Well, when I was 13 years old, John Maxwell was actually my pastor. Who knew? In Lancaster, Ohio, of all things, you know, and now he's this big international leadership coach and blah, blah, blah. So it wasn't until I was 40 years old that I decided to get certified on the John Maxwell team. And, but at the time, see, he was my pastor when I was 13. So now I go to the John Maxwell weekend and we're sitting there and I'm getting my certification. And one of our homework assignments was we had to pick a boon. Now, for those of you who don't know what a boon is, by definition, in his meetup, the boon was something that you wanted to have happen that is so far out there and above that you're thinking there's no way, like I'm going to go to the moon. That's a boon. You know, I'm going to fly to the moon someday. Well, that's a boon that I'm thinking in my mind, even though it would be rather cool. It probably is so far out there that it would never happen for me, you know, to go to the moon. But if that were my boon and I started embracing that thought, and including that in my business plan and rallying around that as part of the plan, at some point I would probably end up going to the moon, because I would be positioning myself, you know, if something came to town about aerospace, I would go, oh, I'm signing up for that. You know, I would just start positioning myself in that environment. Well, my boon, and again, for those of you that know me, I was rather shy and I was thinking there's no way this is going to happen. My boon was that I wanted to have a personal one-on-one conversation with Oprah. That was my boon, because I loved Oprah's message. And for those of you that maybe haven't researched what her message is, it's all about humanity and living a better life and being the best you that you can possibly be. And so, and she's made a whole corporation out of that message. And I just wanted to have a personal conversation with her. And yes, folks, last week I had a personal conversation with Oprah. And so that was just, it was one of those things where, you know, once you decide that you're going to come alongside and serve. And all I did is every time I had an opportunity to even be in any of her business startups or could donate to something or could come alongside. And she didn't have a clue who Kathy Benner was, you know, I mean, she never heard of me. But I just would constantly over, and this was back in 2015 when I wrote that down on a piece of paper that my boon was to have a conversation with Oprah. Well, she has a new program out in Oprah Daily where you can join with a membership fee. You can join this Oprah Daily, and every so often she will do a live meetup call with everyone that's a member. And so she had a meetup call the other night, and because she had seen my name throughout different programs that she'd been doing, she actually called me out in the online meetup call. And she was like, Kathy Benner, where is Kathy? And I'm like, what? Oprah is calling me out on this call? There's no way. And so, yes, ladies and gentlemen, I was a little nervous because I had no idea what she was going to ask me, but it was a very conversational time. And of course, you know, I was there with my other, you know, 200 new best friends. And so, but she called me out personally, and I actually, you know, she brought me up and I actually had a one-on-one conversation in this mastermind, kind of a call like this, where we were all, you know, you could see all our faces. And she actually called me up on a Zoom call and had a conversation directly with me. So that is kind of my excitement on how long it might take for some of the influencers that you're coming alongside to kind of come to fruition. But all of a sudden, everyone in that room with Oprah, when she asked me, what is it that you do? I was ready. See, I was ready with my VPS. I was ready. And you can take, again, once you get your story and you know your message and you know your message, you really know your message that you're bringing out to the world, then you can paraphrase it however you want, depending on the situation. And so in that group, she was talking about living a better life. And what was one of the biggest things that hinder everyone? And oftentimes it's the finances that hinder us from living our dream. You know, we've got this great dream. We've got all these things that we want to do. And we go, you know, we're going to get started on that right after I clock out today on my 9-to-5 job, right after I get done with my real job, then I'll try to work on my dream job. And so that's what hinders a lot of us is the fact that, you know, that we have to punch that time clock. And so when she said, and Kathy Benner, call out Kathy Benner, what is it you do? And I go, I help people create passive income without having to punch the time clock. You know, that's the short version of my VPS. And so all of a sudden, you know, my 200 new best friends knew what it was that I did. And so I can't tell from what I'll call the back of the house on my website and in my courses and masterminds until I get into a call like this, as to where I can ask, how did you hear about me? Or how did you hear about this call or whatever? And so I don't know how many are going to come from that. But if I continue to come alongside, you know, John Maxwell, and I come alongside my friend who I was taking the coffee to, and I was coming alongside my girlfriend who is now doing the Clubhouse calls, and I keep coming alongside Oprah, what's going to happen is after a while, your tribe will find you. Your tribe will find you. But you have to have clarity in your message. You have to have some clarity in your voice. And that's what building a better business is all about, is having that clarity. It's having that VPS. It is knowing what your hero's journey story is and what points you want to bring out. And yes, we've got some gals that have had, you know, some really, and guys too, a lot of pain and tragedy in their story. And they're like, oh, I don't know that I can share that. You don't have to share the pain. The way I like to say it is share the scars, not the pain, because sometimes the pain is a little too much for some of your audience, but you can certainly share the scars if that's the message that you have, if that's the message you want to bring to the world, is how to overcome some of those, like maybe the physical abuse or sexual abuse or whatever. And if that's the lane you're in, and that's the message that you want to bring to the world, is that there is healing and there is life after that, you can share the scars. And then you can create in your products, maybe a mastermind group where you can go a little deeper. And the folks that are ready to go deeper. And so, again, you have to have a clear message and vision of what you are bringing to the world. So let's go around, and I want to find out, can anyone briefly, and I know we talked about coming alongside influencers, but if Oprah called you out and said, what is it that you do? What would you say? So let's start. And I know Sally and I have worked on this. So I'm going to pick on Sally first because, you know, she's been in the group for a while. And so Sally, if that happened to you, what would you say?
I think I would say I make travel accessible for everyone.
I agree. And again, because I know Sally and I know her heart and I know her mission and her message, that is exactly her message. Now, in the olden days, and Sally, correct me if I'm wrong, in the olden days, would you have said something like, I'm a travel agent?
Yeah.
So you see the difference in her messaging, because she has brought her heart and her story into her message. So instead of just saying, oh, I'm a travel agent, I can help you with your travel plans, she can say, I can make travel accessible for folks that thought they couldn't travel. You see the difference in that message? So she got right to the heart of it. And I think that, and again, I do a whole Clubhouse room every Monday morning at 10 a.m. about how to make a heart-centered business. And it's all about how to put more heart into each one of these pieces, how to put more heart into your VPS, into your story, you know, into your serving. And that's exactly what Sally did there. Carmela, I'm going to pick on you second. If Oprah called you out and said, Carmela, welcome. What is it that you do?
I would say I empower people to create and live a healthy, vibrant, purpose-filled life with natural solutions.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, you can see with that, all of us know that there's going to be a lot more message to Carmela than just her VPS. And so what that tells me, and just what she started off with, I'm thinking, and this is how most of your listeners are thinking. Your listeners are always thinking, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? You know, when you tell them what it is you do, they're thinking, even if they don't say it, they're that's the test that they're running your VPS past in their brain, is what's in it for me. And so for me, being an influencer and having a podcast, I would think, ooh, I think I want to ask Carmela to be on my podcast. You see, we're all of a sudden, just because she knows her message and she knows how she wants to present it to the world, she's going to start getting invitations. Does that make sense? All right. I don't want to put anybody on the spot. Who else wants to give it a try? If Oprah said, what is it that you do?
I will.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I use my voice as a tool to make sure that my clients' messages are heard in a way that keeps their audience engaged so that they will remember the message and respond to it.
Now, all of us here that have a business, we're all thinking, ooh, we're going to look up Lisa. Because can't we all use a little bit of Lisa? So we're all going to go and search out Lisa, I can tell. Lisa, great message. And you definitely knew what you were bringing to the world. I love it. I love it. Anyone else?
Thank you.
Diane.
I help people's finances, health, and I also help the planet environmentally.
Very good. Very good. So depending on what business or what realm I was in, I would be thinking already, how can I use Diane's message? How does Diane's message affect me? And so again, you see where she brought the heart of the matter right into her VPS, right into her value proposition or her promise to the world, what she was bringing to the world. She got right to the heart of the matter. I get right to the pocketbook. Because so many folks, that's their Achilles heel. That's, they can't move on with their dream until they get the bills paid, you know? So I go right to their pocketbook, and Diane went right to the heart. So thank you for that. Anyone else?
Well, I could partner with Diane because I help people achieve the American dream of homeownership. A lot of people out there think it's so unattainable. And when I show them, you know, the programs and down payment assistance and options that are out there, it blows their mind. And people kick themselves and say, man, I wish I would have done this 10 years ago.
Well, and I'm going to give a little shout out to Kyle. And Kyle, he is my co-mod on our Happy House Hunters group. And he helps me run a program called Boots on the Ground. And so for those of you here in Columbus, Ohio, we take our mastermind Boots on the Ground group, and we actually physically in person tour properties, and we show them how easy it is to buy that first either home or that first investment property that they didn't think they could. And so yes, Kyle, Kyle's kind of right in there in both realms. He goes right to the heart of it and right to the pocketbook too. So because he shows folks how they can make it happen when they didn't think it could. So Kyle, thank you for that. Anyone else?
Well, since I'm here, we might as well give it a
try. Yes, certainly, Philip. Go ahead.
So I'm a science marketer. I provide brain power intensive marketing to corporations based in applied science.
Very nice. So in your market, that would make total sense for a lot of entrepreneurs. You're speaking a different language. They're like, oh, I don't think that connects with me or me with that. But in your market, I'm sure that you are a favorite because.
No, I very much appreciate, actually, a lot of what you've said is very interesting. And I wholeheartedly agree with the need, especially in our times afflicted by pandemics and crazy politics and wars and so on, of being heart-centric, as you've put it, of being, you know, about what we are in. It's coming kind of like, you know, I have to say, I'm not going to tell you my own hero story, but it's coming to me relatively late in life that we have to connect who we are with what we do professionally much more than we are taught to at school, for example. You know, like these are things that these wisdoms are very fundamental to life, but we are not taught them enough. And it's great that you're doing that. I enjoyed your talk very much, I have to say.
Well, thank you for that, Philip. And I totally agree with that, because until we bring our own personal story into what we're doing, we oftentimes sound too salesy, and nobody likes to be sold, you know, and everybody likes to buy, but nobody likes to be sold. And so what happens is, if we don't bring our own personal story, because remember, our storytelling is our marketing. If we don't bring our personal stories in, we sound too salesy. And for example, I could come right out and tell somebody, you know, you need to do some investing. You got to have some passive income. I've got some programs that I can show you how to make money with affiliate links. I've got programs that I can show you how to write and make money from your writing. I have programs that I can show you how to buy real estate and how to have passive income. And everybody is like, oh, okay. You know, and they're all like backing up, you know, because they're like, she's going to try to sell me all these programs. But I could then turn that around in story form, and I can say, and my favorite way to begin is, I don't know about you. Mark that down. That's a great way to start sentences when you're meeting somebody new, is to start with, I don't know about you, but for me, because what it did is it took you from talking at them to standing alongside and talking with them. So instead of saying, you need to do this, 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 and this, you can say, well, I don't know about you, but as for me, I was a struggling mom working two minimum wage jobs, and I had a little girl to take care of. And when I discovered how I could write from anywhere in the world, that was a huge aha for me. And now I help other folks write from anywhere in the world as well. You see how all of a sudden, by weaving my story in there, it didn't sound like I was trying to sell them anything. Does that make sense? And I can use that in every lane that I'm in. You know, I don't know about you, but as for me, when I discovered that I could invest in real estate, that was huge for my budget. And now I show other folks how to do that. Well, right away, they're like, well, show me. I want to know how to do that. See, so again, people don't like to be sold. They want to buy, but they don't want to be sold. So instead of me saying, you need to invest in real estate and I can show you how to do that, you know, I turn it around in story form. You know, I remember when I was a single mom and I was really struggling, and I don't know about you, but boy, it was a godsend when I discovered that I could invest in some real estate. And all I did was just weave my story, because your storytelling is your marketing. All right. Anyone else? I don't think we've heard from Elise yet. Elise, how about you?
Well, hello to everyone. Basically, what I do is I help business owners and any client, really. It can be single parents, anyone, to get organized. Honestly, I am 26 and I just recently graduated with my master's in business. And I can definitely remember when I was just trying to get all my papers done and get everything organized and get my Google Drive together and you know, all of those things. So I started a consulting business and, you know, try and assist business owners with getting back to business so that they can feel organized and ready to get all of their clients together. So I'm recently working with a tax professional, just kind of helping him during tax time. So you can tell how that's going. And then I also assist with real estate and I have my own duplex. So I'm just trying to build the neighborhood that I'm in. So I'm out in Reynoldsburg and just trying to build it from where it was. And I do apologize if you hear any whining. My dog is deciding that now was the time to be grumpy. So yes, ma'am.
Hey, it's all good. That's just part of the story. See, and again, a lot of times early on, I would have thought, oh, I've got to be perfect. I've got to have my face on and I can't have the dog in the background. And, you know, and I think the more relaxed that we are and just embrace our story and our lives, because everybody has situations, it makes you more authentic. And that's, of course, what we're trying to do at the end of the day, when we get through the whole series, is that we're trying to show with your social media and your blogging and your podcasting, you're just bringing the human effect into everything that you're doing, and it makes you more authentic and believable, and folks will come alongside and want to support you and buy and share. And so it all works together. Lakeisha, how about you? We haven't heard from you. Welcome. We started off by asking where everybody was coming from. And Lakeisha, tell us where you're physically located. And if Oprah cornered you today and said, Lakeisha, what is it you do? What would you say?
I'm from Longview, Texas, and I would say that I help clients de-stress from day-to-day transactions, their transactions, and to prepare them for their taxes at the end of the year, well, the beginning of the year, rather.
All right. Now we're all going to connect with her when it comes to taxes, because it's that time of year. And I know it's on my back burner. And as my life gets busy, I keep thinking, I got to pay attention. I got to dig out all of those papers, and I have to start getting my taxes in order. It's that once a year thing that we all dread, I think. So yes. Perfect answer. Thank you. And welcome. And I'm not sure how to say, it's L-A-I-L-A. Is it Lila? Am I saying that right? Are you in a spot where you can unmic and share with us? And again, she may not. She may be, again, I realize at 10 a.m. on a Friday, some folks might be working and just tapping in and listening in the background. So I get that. So I want to say thank you so much for being on board this morning. It is 11 o'clock. We've gone an hour. Is there an aha moment that any of you received in this conversation today? What is your biggest takeaway? And so Elise said she wants to connect. So perfect, perfect. Yes, share in the chat if you'd like, and I'll keep all of your connections. We do put the replay in the Kathy Benner International Academy. And so you can tap in and get the replay at any time and just Google the Kathy Benner International Academy and then scroll down to the Build a Better Business free meetups, and all of the replays are there. And I put connections there. If anybody wants to connect with each other, you can put your connections in the chat and you can find all of those connections in the replay as well. Anyway, what is a biggest takeaway? Let's start with Carmela. Did you have a takeaway today?
Well, I apologize for being late. I kind of was on a call here at the office. I'm like, I have to call you back. I missed a call. So, but I like the fact when you said, when you're telling your story, and that's one of the things, it's like sharing my story, because I'm actually being interviewed by Debbie later this afternoon, and I had to like write up something on myself, and I had something before and I like tweaked it. But when you're sharing, and if there's something painful, you know, mm-hmm. rather than share the pain, but the scars, something that's going to help someone else. And I like that. That's something that kind of really resonated with me. And that kind of stuck out, because sometimes, you know, I do like to share, but what do I want them to know? That's part of me that's helped me. So it was, you know, crucial in my growth or the change mm-hmm. to get me to where I am today. And I like, that's what really stuck with me.
Well, thank you for that, Carmela. And again, sometimes, you know, when you think about some of the painful things that may or may not have happened in our past, or some of our friends or girlfriends or guy friends, you know, when they share some of those, you know, it's hard to share. And so that's why it's so much easier to share the scars instead of the actual pain. And then, you know, your audience will let you know whether you can go deeper. You know, you learn to read your audience a little bit, and you know if you can go a little deeper in some of those pain points. But your pain point is going to be your biggest profit. Your pain point will be your biggest profit. Because if you've had that pain point, there's thousands of other people that have had that exact same pain point, and they want to know how you overcame it. So your pain point will be your biggest profit. So thank you for that. So anyway, Diane, how about you? Did you have any, a big one takeaway today, bigger than another? Or
I appreciated your story, Kathy, when you were sharing that, you know, the story is like an accordion. You can shrink it or you can expand it according to the time limit. And then, like you said, you could spend more time with an audience, you know, if you know their specific interests. Like, for example, you said, real estate agents, you could share your experience with that. If it's single mothers, you have experience with that. If it's someone in the cosmetology industry, you also have experience there. So you can, like you said, you can expound on those points along your journey depending on the audience.
And you don't have to rewrite your story. That's the beauty of that. Yes. Thank you for that. Lisa, how about you? Did you have a takeaway today?
A lot of what you shared is information that I've heard, but you have a different perspective and a different way of presenting it. And I liked how you talked about finding influencers who have the same audience as you and serving them in some way. So that kind of gives a different perspective and a different way of looking for those influencers. So I appreciated that.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Lisa. I think you'll find some great success there once you choose maybe five. And that's the topic for today, is choosing five influencers and then starting down that path of serving them. And what'll happen is you'll resonate more with one or two head and shoulders above the rest. And then you can kind of just concentrate, because it would be hard, I think, to do mm-hmm. five for any length mm-hmm. of time. Because, you know, to follow what they're doing and all they're posting and what their message is. And I think it would be hard to keep up with five, but once you do five and one or two kind of, you know, take off for you, then that's where you want to put your focus on those one or two. And then just give it a time frame. Just say, I'm gonna do this for maybe 6 months or 12 months or whatever, and then reevaluate it at the end, because sometimes their message might go a different direction that mm-hmm. goes further away from your message. And you might say, this is no longer an influencer that I want to spend my time. Not that their message is bad. It's just different than maybe where
it doesn't align.
Yeah. It doesn't align any longer. So, and I had one like that. The gentleman with that I took the coffee, his message aligned with mine for several years, but now he went off into the metaverse, literally. and that's not my message. Now, it could mm-hmm. be if I made a decision that's the space I wanted to be in, but that's not the space that I'm in. And so now it doesn't really serve him for me to bring my audience over there. So anyway, a good point. And thank you for that, Lisa. Mm-hmm. How about you, Kyle? Any takeaways from today?
I'm super jealous you got to chat with Oprah.
I know. I was shocked, but anyhow, a good shock.
Be very exciting to see, you know, if any other celebrities start following you or joining in on your clubhouse.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, you never know. Hey, go for the moon, right?
Right. Congrats.
Yeah. Lakeisha, how about you? Any takeaways?
Yes, I took away, because I never just really thought about the what'd you say, the VSPs.
Yes, it's your VPS is your value proposition statement. It's the promise that you're bringing, your message is bringing to the world.
Yeah, I never really thought about it like that for a business, for like a job interview. We used to have to do that in school and things like that, but I never really thought about it in the business, instead of just saying, yes, I'm a bookkeeper or a tax preparer and things like that. So I like the way that you presented it. That's what I took away from it.
Yeah. And Lakeisha, let me just kind of phrase a little bit differently for you. Instead of saying what it is that you do, you're going to want to perfect a sentence that says what's in it for your client. When you say, I do bookkeeping and tax preparation, your client's going to say, oh, good for you. And they might think, oh, maybe I could use her service, but she's probably too expensive. And you know, those bookkeepers charge so much and blah, blah, blah. But what you want to do is you want to find their pain point, enter the conversation in their head. And what is it that you're doing for them? And so the one thing, when I think of bookkeeping and tax preparation, I think of time. Oh my gosh, this is going to take so much time. And so what you're giving is you're giving them back their time.
Okay.
And the other thing, when I think of that, is that I think, oh, it is so confusing. You're bringing simplicity. So you're bringing time and simplicity to your customer. And so now when you write your VPS, you want to weave in the words time and simplicity somewhere in that sentence of what you're doing for them. See, it's what they're going to get. See, in mine, I'm showing you how to create passive income so that you don't have to punch a time clock and it gives you freestyle living. Well, right away, my customers are thinking, I don't want to punch a time clock. I do want freestyle living. How can I learn to do that? And what you're bringing is you're bringing simplicity and time back to your client.
Okay.
And so that way, at some point when they realize that you're going to make it super simple and you're going to give them back their time, they're not even asking the price at that point. They're like, okay, I'm in.
I never thought about it like that. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. See, so that's the message you're bringing to the world, is let me give you back time and let me simplify this process for you so that you have your time back.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
So you see how just doing a little tweak there So now you can say, I'm a bookkeeper and I'm a tax preparer, and I show you how to make it super simple so you have your time back.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
And all of a sudden it's going to resonate with them, see? And then when somebody says at a cocktail party, oh, Lakeisha, what is it that you do? You can say, well, I don't know about you, but as for me, I hated to do bookkeeping and when tax time came around, I was, you know, buried in receipts up to here. And so now I'm a bookkeeper and a tax preparer, and I can show you how to make it simple so you get your time back.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, see, you just would weave a story, your story.
Yes, ma'am.
And your offering. And what's in it for them. Simplicity and time is what's in it for them, because they have to do their taxes and their bookkeeping, whether you're in the picture or not. And so what you're bringing to them is simplicity and time.
Exactly. Instead of waiting at the end of the year, get everything straightened before, and you just go in with the financial statements.
Mm-hmm. But what you want to do is you want to weave your story into it, because my guess is, if I could dig a little deeper with you, is there was probably a time in your life when you were frustrated over the bookkeeping and the paperwork and the time that it took and all of that. And you decided, I'm going to figure this out because I'm tired of being up to here in receipts, and I'm going to figure this out. And you did. And you rolled up your sleeves, you figured it out. And now you want to help other people figure that out. Am I correct in that?
Yes, ma'am. Sort of. Yes, ma'am.
And so what happens is, knowing that, see, now you're entering the story in everyone else's head. You're not making them enter the conversation in your head. And so now you know that because you experienced that. And that's where you can bring your story in, and you can say, I remember those days and I hated tax time. And I just made up my mind I was going to get on top of it and figure it out. And so I did. And now I can help you get your time back and make your tax preparation simple. And so, yeah, connect with me. I'd love to help you out. See, so all of a sudden, see, with your story, that's your marketing. Your storytelling is your marketing, because now your audience goes, oh, she gets me. She was there. She certainly understands what, because see, you entered in their minds, because right now is your perfect marketing opportunity, because everybody is dreading the tax thing coming up. And so this is your perfect opportunity to say, I was there, folks. I know how it feels. Let me help you. See, so that's how you bring your story in. Does that make sense? That was a perfect example for everyone on how to take what they're doing and turn it into a story. And so when Lakeisha does marketing across social media, she can say, I remember those days, and let me help you in her graphics. See, in her blogging, she can write a blog about, I know where you guys are because that's where I used to be. And then she can tell a story. I remember back in, you know, 2000 when I was buried up to here and I swore I would never let my paperwork get like this. And then I discovered how I could create this system. And now I'm doing bookkeeping and tax prep for other people. And then, oh, by the way, click this link if you'd like to connect with me and have me help you. And so see, she can blog about it. She could podcast, she could be a guest. A perfect thing for Lakeisha is to present herself as a guest on financial podcasts. There are financial podcasts all over the world. You don't even have to leave. You don't even have to get out of your PJs like Kyle. You can tap in your PJs and sew the hole in your pants. You can tap in your PJs, and you could be interviewed on a podcast, and all you're going to do is tell your story, because see, you've created that hero's journey, and all it is once upon a time I was here, but then I discovered this, and now I want to help you. That's all the hero's journey is. And so you could present yourself as a guest on podcast. Now, on a side note, and we'll teach that in Build a Better Business, you can create what's called a one sheet, a speaker sheet. And the speaker sheet simply, it's kind of like a ready-made media kit, and it will have your picture, which these days are digital. We used to call them camera ready. I'm aging myself. How many years ago was that? They'd say, we need a camera ready picture. Well, okay. We don't, it's all digital these days. So have your digital picture that you want, that you approve of, that you want them to advertise, a paragraph, a bio in a one paragraph form, something that they could post on social media or post over into an event like Eventbrite. You just want a little paragraph bio, and then have 10 questions that they could ask you so that the interview ends up exactly where you want it to on the thing, your bread and butter. Remember, we said there's going to be a core offer that's your bread and butter. You want that interview to end up right at your core offer, right at your bread and butter. And now when somebody says, yeah, I am looking for some guest on a podcast, you can just send them over your one sheet. You can just send them over your media kit. It's got the picture, the bio, and the 10 questions. And you know what? That podcaster is going to say, hallelujah, I don't have to spend hours researching this person and coming up with what our conversation is going to be. They gave me the interview in a box. All I got to do is post their picture, post their bio, and I've already got the 10 questions I'm going to ask them. Okay. You see how easy you can make it to be a guest? And we talk all about that when we get to the podcasting and speaking section, but I'll toss it out today because I think for some of you, I think maybe you're ready to do that, to put together your one sheet or your media kit. Anyone already have a one sheet or media kit? Okay. You need to connect with me. You can, if you just go to kathybenner.com, there's a place you can click if you just want to have a one-on-one conversation with me. It's all free. If you want to talk further about that, because it's not hard to put together. And let me tell you what, it'll be so much easier for you to get interviewed. And it's a huge, huge, perfect marketing tool to be interviewed on podcast. And it's no stress because you already know the 10 questions they're going to ask you because you wrote the questions. You know, like, how did you get started doing this? You don't have to write a speech down. You just sit and tell them how you got started. You know, well, what made you decide to launch this business? Well, tell them what really made you decide to launch the business. You don't have to create something and get all nervous and think, oh my gosh, I've got this podcast. I don't know what he's going to ask me. So I don't know what to prepare for. You wrote the questions. So you know exactly what he's going to ask you. You see where I'm going with that? You see how sweet that is? And so it's no stress to you. You don't have to do your hair. You don't have to get out of your PJs because it's a podcast. And then they're going to advertise you on to all of their audience. And then once they're done, they'll send you a link to the podcast. And now you can put that podcast, guess what? On your website, under your speakers page, and you can put that podcast there to show folks what you sound like when you're being interviewed. How fun is that? See, the tide rises all ships. All right, I love it. We've gone over a little bit. It's about 11:19, but oh gosh, this has been great conversation. Any last questions before we go? I don't want to cut anyone off if you have a burning question, but please feel free to go to kathybenner.com and simply tap through if you want to connect with me one-on-one. If you have some questions or you just want to get a little more direction or you want to know more about putting together, you know, a media kit or a speaker's one sheet or whatever, please connect with me. Okay, everyone good so far? Yay. I love it. Thank you for being here. And we're going to tap in with Carmela. If you guys want to hear and go a step further, if you go to meetup.com and look up Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks, it's on meetup.com, Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks, you will get the link and you can hear Carmela's interview at 1 o'clock today, Eastern time. All right. Good enough. We'll see everybody next time.
Thank you. Bye.